Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings, everyone. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply, let's get married. Let's get married. Those three words are probably the most popular in the English language. Let's get married can cause tears to come from a woman's eyes and a man to drop down on his knees in public before everybody. You know, when you hear the term let's get married, you get excited and overjoyed. It's the phrase that will cause a child to call their parents and with overwhelming excitement and say, "Mother, guess what? He popped the question and I said yes." Marriage has another connotation in business, because you're looking for individuals that can make long-term commitments to the cause that you're embarking upon, to the journey that you're already taking. You're looking to build a team of people that think like you, that walk like you, that have your ideologies, and those that can see what you see. It's the reason why we work so diligently to find the right people. It's the reason why companies invest thousands and millions of dollars in recruitment and hiring and job searches and headhunters, because it's hard to find the right person. When you're looking to build your business, whether you're running a home-based business, whether you've got a small business as an entrepreneur, whatever the case might be, you want to find out what it takes to marry other people to your cause. Because once they get married, mentally that is, then they will do everything they can to help the business grow and work with you side by side, and you'll experience great steps and great progress together. Now, there are four key components to getting married, or in this recruitment phase as we talk about how you find the right person. Step number one is identification. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it's identification. Because see, what happens is they have sites right now where you can go online. They've got Match.com where you can identify someone that has your interests, your thought patterns. They like what you like. They come from the same town that you come from. You can find them on the internet. Well, by the same token, when it comes to building a business, there's got to be a perfect match. In other words, when people come to me, they ask me the question. They may say, "Deal, how do you build a business? What steps do you take in order to find the right people?" And the first thing I ask is, where are you looking? Remember, if you want to find the perfect guy or the perfect girl, it's all about where you look. And the same thing holds true in business. I highly recommend or say, don't go to the people who don't work and are not looking to work, and you've never known them to have a job. Don't build your team with those individuals that's looking in the wrong places. A long time ago, an old country western song came out called "Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places." Well, some people are working to build a business and they're looking for partners in all the wrong places. They're going places where they don't see excellence or achievement. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to think carefully about where you're looking when you're trying to find the right match. I would say look for places where professionals frequent. Look for places where aspiring professionals congregate. Places where people are going to have the kind of mindset that you have. And yes, just like finding that perfect mate, the identification phase is not an easy process. But just like those who are looking to get married, they search day and night online looking for that perfect person. Or they go to places where they think they can find the perfect person. By the same token, my friends, the identification phase is a mission. It's a journey. It's looking every single day in the right place to find the right people that can partner with your team. Now, after that identification phase, you've got the courtship phase. You know that courtship phase is the one where you stay on the phone all night long and where you're going out and you're hanging out for hours and hours at a time, when you're sending text messages even while while you're working at the office, you know, the courtship phase. That courtship phase is similar in business, because we can never expect a person to join our team as soon as they meet us. On the contrary, my friends, it takes the establishment of a relationship. There are some great relationships that have taken years to develop, and they did not happen overnight. By the same token, my friends, you think about running your business and building your business. Would you want to meet someone on Monday and have them join your team on Tuesday? Probably not. You'd want to get to know them, and you want them to get to know you. Well, in the courtship phase, you've got to remember a few key components. First of all, it's important to be honest. Have you ever dated someone and discovered that the thing they told you didn't quite add up? They may have been living at home with their parents, and they didn't tell you that that's what they were doing, and you didn't find out until later on down the line. Well, by the same token, my friends, when you're building your business, you want to be honest. Tell the individuals that you're working with the truth about your organization, your passion, your drive, your desires, your goals. Let them know that it's not always going to be a walk in the park, that work is required, and they're going to have to give it everything they've got. And yes, it means that they're going to have to contribute 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 hours in a day in order to accomplish their goals. So be honest. The other component is you want to be respectful in the courtship phase. Respect if they are working with another project at the time. Respect it if they tell you that they don't know whether they can take the steps you want them to take immediately. Respect it if they tell you they need more time to think about it. You want that courtship phase to not only be filled with honesty, you want it to be filled with respect. You also only want to make promises you can keep. In the courtship phase, it's important to tell people things that you know you can do. They're looking for what your role is going to be in their achievement and advancement. If you know you're not going to be able to call them every day or train them frequently, then connect them to the resources that can do those things. That's important in the courtship phase, to be honest. Then, obviously, after the identification phase and the courtship phase, you've got this part. Meet the family. Yes, there is never a relationship that's going to progress unless you meet the family. Of course, in the dating circles and the process of getting engaged and married, you know that you're going to have to meet the mom and the dad and the sisters and the brothers. You're going to have to meet all of the family. You might even show up to a family reunion. By the same token, my friends, when you're wanting someone to join your team and be married to the mission, you've got to let them meet the other players on the team. You've got to make sure that there is a good fit between those you currently have and those you're looking to bring on board. They've got to be able to meet the family. I've got a business associate of mine who informed me that he was invited to a meeting once, and when he got to the meeting and he saw the other people involved, it just didn't feel right to him. He says, man, they just didn't seem like my kind of people. No disrespect to the person that invited him, but he had to kindly bow out after he met the family. Now, here's a little point right here. Make sure that the people you're getting on your team are the kind of people that you want to introduce to other individuals. In other words, when they meet your family, will they run away and hide, or will they say, yes, this is exactly the family I want to be a part of? That's the question. What type of family are you building? The better the family, the easier it is to have more and more people join that team because they want to be a part. And finally, my friends and neighbors, you've got to pop the question. Yes, you've got to actually ask at the right time, in the right place, in the right setting, whether or not they are committed to joining the vision and being a part of the dream. Yes, my friends, don't assume that they're going to ask you. You've got to aggressively ask them. Make the bold statement. Listen, you've seen a lot. You've met the team. You've come by the office. You've seen the plan that we have in place. You've seen exactly how everybody gets paid and the whole nine yards. You know the product. You know the company. You know the company's history. You know everything. Now it's time for us to take the next step. I want to ask you if you would be willing to join my team. Yes, my friends and neighbors, pop that question. Here's a few key steps. You can pop the question publicly. You can pop the question passionately, and always pop the question professionally. Yes, ask people to join your cause. I'm reminded of the story of Ray Kroc, who built an empire with McDonald's Corporation, and he had to, in the initial phases, asked so many people to take on the responsibility of running a franchise. After a while, when the company grew, he didn't have to ask them. They were asking him. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, right now, you've got to pop the question. But sooner or later, people will be asking you if they can join your team once you go through the four marriage steps properly. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, you'll love the online video soft skills courses offered by Success Training Institute. Contact the person who sent you this podcast and find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.